back again with another episode. It's a little late today, but it's still Friday.
We always do this shit. It's like late is in our game now, bro.
Yeah, sir.
You know, another day, another dollar, another Friday, another podcast, you feel me? What's going on with you, bro? How you been?
Same old, bro. You know, I'm still recovering from my surgery, so I don't do much, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Just watch movies and shit, because I gotta be home for the most part. Yeah, I probably should be a little bit more productive, though, now that I think about it. So, this week, I'm gonna start working on some of my scripts and stuff. I was in the groove of it, like, 2 weeks ago, and then I lost it. So, let me get back into that shit.
I mean, don't feel guilty of slacking off, bro. You do what you gotta do. You injured.
Yeah.
There's not really much else you can do.
I got time on my hands, though, so, why not?
Your time is to recover.
Word.
Time is not really to do anything. So, you know what I'm saying? You can. It's like an added bonus.
Yeah.
It's not like it's mandatory. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But anything else? Any like how are you feeling when it comes to pain? And
you know, I get pain every now and then. It's surgery, you know. I got my fucking toes cut into, bones removed and shit. So I'm gonna have some pain for a while, but it's tolerable. Right now, I'm just thinking about starting to walk again. I want to start walking my dog and shit. I just want to be up and out. Being cooped up all day really does take a toll on just your overall energy and your overall mood. I don't want to say it puts me into depression being inside all day, but it definitely kind of makes me go a little crazy. Like, I just be on some like, yo, this shit is never gonna end. Like, I'm gonna be inside all day, every day, doing nothing with my life. When in reality, a month from now, I'll be walking again, probably working again, and hopefully back in school.
That's the thing about injuries, bro. Like, when this shit blow, because most injuries like this usually do just blow over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like flashes before your eyes. Nigga, I literally remember you saying, yo, I just have my surgery today.
Mm-hmm.
I was not prepared for this shit. This nigga texted me and said, I'm on my way home. I was like, what?
Oh, you didn't know I was having it that day?
No. And then you said you were on your way home the same day. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Can you, like, walk? Is your foot good or something? Why are they sending you home? I was so confused, bro.
Nah, they just sent you home the same. I was loopy as fuck, nigga. Anesthesia had me lit.
Yeah, perk. But damn, bro.
How you been though, bro?
Well, I've been pretty good, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie, I think I'm a little like depressed. I just don't wanna go outside sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes I don't wanna do shit. I just wanna play games and sleep and shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is, honestly. It's maybe a seasonal depression. Because every time people mention that shit, I'll be like, nah, there's no way it's seasonal. This doesn't exist.
But that's weird, because people usually get seasonal depression in the winter because it gets dark.
I don't know what it is, man. I feel
you know
like,
what I think it is?
What?
You've been working a lot. You've been working hard for a while. So you're just getting a little mentally exhausted of it. But it's good because you've had this week off for your birthday and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to recoup and I'm sure a week from now you won't feel this way.
Nah, probably not.
Especially if you don't got no reason like that really got you. Leal is my dog, by the way.
Yeah, he was biting at the cage. He's bugging up.
Especially if there's no reason that you can think of for you to be depressed.
Yeah.
But let's get into the first topic of the day, man. We've been chatting for a little bit. I know we was looking at some news articles earlier.
Oh, well, yo, there's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world, yo. I'm not gonna lie, I be minding my business. That's crazy. Yo, I looked at all this shit. I was like, yo, what the fuck? I asked my girl, I was like, did you know? She was like, yeah, what the fuck? You mad late. I'm like, damn.
I mean, I was telling you shit, you telling me I'm late. Like, yeah, but I really don't be keeping up with this shit.
It's shit that you would see on, like, your YouTube recommendations, or, like, you scrolling down Instagram and the Shame Room posted it or some shit.
You know what it is.
Or, like, niggas posted on their stories.
Like, what it is for me is that I go through, like, phases of shit. Like, especially for my YouTube recommendation, I usually don't have any news on that or, like, any updates of shit because I'm, like, really obsessive over new shit. Mm-hmm. Like, if I start thinking about one thing, I'll be obsessed with that one thing for a month, and I'll just
YouTube videos with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that, bro. I remember when I was Photoshopping, like when I first started Photoshopping, and then I was just taking a break. I was just like, all right, you know, let me go on YouTube and actually watch something enjoyable instead of stressing myself out. Nigga, all I saw was Photoshop.
Yeah.
Every single place, bro. I was just like, nigga, I can't find a gaming video.
That's how my shit is. Right now, my shit is full of housing videos. Like,
I'm weak.
Like, mortgages and shit.
Hell
and,
nah. This nigga who
and, and down payments.
Trying to be a homeowner, bro?
No cap.
Shit.
No cap. Nigga.
You trying to tell niggas where you going or?
I mean, I don't know where I'm going right now. Like I said, I go through phases and shit. Right now, yeah. I'm looking into Louisiana, OD.
That's what I told you a couple months ago, bro. I told you you're not going to be solidified on one area, bro.
Nah, for a fact. And at the end of the day, I have to secure employment wherever I go first. Yeah. So even if I'm looking at one place right now, 2 years from now when I graduate from college, I'm looking for a job in another state. Especially since I'm gonna be right out of college, I don't know where I'm gonna find a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have to stay in New York for a little bit, get some experience, and then move. You know.
Yeah.
That'd
be the best option.
I don't really got no idea.
I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I don't think it would necessarily be the best option for me is just because I'm really cheap. And now that I've seen the cost of living elsewhere, mm-hmm. versus New York, and like just hearing like fucking professionals, like real estate professionals and financial professionals who just say like, if you live in New York, just get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Just because the cost of living here is just so insane. So I wouldn't mind a pay cut for a lower cost of living, cause I mean, you know, we both know out here in New York you paying fucking $1,200-$1,500 for a box, like you got no space here, and whereas out there fucking $500 will get you what you get for $1,200 here.
Nah, no funny.
And $1,200 will get you a big ass house.
When I went to Atlanta, the paper towel was like, not even the cheap shits, like the regular paper towel.
Like Bounties.
Not Bounty, like some you know, like the off-brand shit, but like not really like trash off-brand shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like that. But it was 50 cents for a roll, bro.
What the
fuck? For a roll of paper towel, bro.
What the fuck?
Nigga, we only use like, we bought three rolls out there, and we only used like half of one. And we just left the other ones in the Airbnb. It was just like, what the fuck? It's so cheap in the South. I don't know what it is, man.
Even, like, walking into a Walmart and walking down a fucking, like, a hair product aisle and seeing Cantu for $5 instead of $13.
No funny shit.
It's insane, bro.
Yeah.
Gas prices is cheaper. Yeah. I mean, in Florida, there's no fucking state tax, bro.
There's no state tax
at all? There's no state tax. You, like, when you get paid, mm-hmm. the state doesn't take any money from your check. So even though they make less money hourly,
yeah,
they're bringing it home around the same shit we're bringing home, because we pay a lot of state fucking tax in New York.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, sometimes it should be half your check.
Yeah.
Like, the more... Yo, I remember working part-time, bro, where you would work mad hours, and you'd be like, yo, I can't wait to see my check. But what I didn't realize, like, working, like, check by check, is the more hours you work,
the more money
they're going to take.
it's just like that even with income, too.
Yeah.
You know, as you get older, you actually start thing about making a lot of money. Niggas want to make a lot of money, but they don't realize you make 100K, you in a different tax bracket now.
Yeah,
you not taking home 100K.
And you can't even get any benefits at all. Yeah. Like, you don't qualify for shit. You on your own.
Yeah,
I mean, you could afford it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie. I feel like if you have a salary of 100K, you can't really pull out yet. You feel me? You could have, like, that one single, like, you know what I'm saying? That one, like, ball out as in vacations and cars and big ass house. And
I mean, if you're making 100K and you single,
oh yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
yeah,
a lot of money at all, yeah, to be honest.
Yeah. That's a fact.
You know,
that's a fact.
As a couple, as a married couple, mm-hmm. there are lots of couples who make 200K, 300K easily
yeah.
between the two.
Yep.
That's good money. That's living like comfortably.
No problem. Yeah. 100K. I'd say it's comfortable, but it's not really comfortable. Oh, I guess I'm speaking for myself. I feel like 100K salary for me specifically wouldn't make me live comfortably like I would want to. And like, if you could have that one life, what would you want? House, car, so and so. I'd be like, fuck, I don't have a lot of money for the things I want to do. I'd have to save up for a few years to get what I would really want. You know what I'm saying?
You know, what's funny is yesterday I was like actually watching this video. That it was like, does money actually bring people happiness? And there was a number that I guess a group of professionals came up with, like a like average of what's the money that a family needs to make to be happy. Uh-huh. And that number was $75,000 a year. Or not a family, an individual, $75,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you're not happy at $75,000 a year, you're not gonna be happy with $300,000 a year.
Oh really?
Yeah. Because with $75,000 a year, you can put a roof over your head, pay your bills without stressing about paying it on time.
Yeah, no funny shit. Yeah.
Like you're just living comfortably in the sense of you don't have that much stress in terms of money.
You would be able to go to work and home every day without having to worry about everything.
Yeah.
Have your car, have a house or apartment, and literally just not have to worry about shit.
But when you ask people what amount of money would you have to make to be truly happy, that number changes. Yeah. You know, people making $30,000 a year will say $70,000, $80,000.
Yeah.
People making $80,000 will say, oh, $150,000. People making that will say $300,000.
People are never truly happy
where
they stand, bro. That's just how humans are. But I don't know. I'm not even close to 30.
Right.
And I don't even want 100K, bro. I want more. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. It's just, I don't know what it is. I just set my standard that high. Like, I feel like if, like, you know, I like placing goals for myself. So, you know, getting the 50K first. And so the reason why is because I live in New York. And I know with a 50K salary, you can't live comfortably in New York.
Yeah, hell no.
You can't. 50K, you cannot live. And I was telling these niggas in London this shit. And they're like, there's no way you can't live in New York with a 50K salary. Bro, that's $50,000 a year. I'm like, nigga, I know. Your rent is going to be like, if you live in, I was like, especially in Manhattan, if you try to live in Manhattan, bro.
And that's where most people who are trying to live comfortably in New York are trying to live, either in Manhattan or
Queens.
Or not even Queens. I mean, Queens, yeah. I guess Long Island City and like Astoria are nice places in Queens. Mm-hmm. Fucking Williamsburg and like Greenpoint right now is what's popping though. Like, people are trying to, like, Brooklyn is like that aesthetic that people are going for the New York. Like, oh, I want that nice loft with the plants and the crystals. Like, that's a big ass
window with no blinds. Like,
no fucking bedroom, just a studio. I just want to live in a studio
with
and
my
pay $4,000 a fucking month
with one bathroom. Yo. Yeah.
Dude, that is actually New York, and
no funny shit.
It's crazy, and bro.
It sucks because, like, I've seen that, like, when I went to Florida, last time I went to Florida, you can get houses out there for like a 5-bedroom, 2-bathroom for like 500K, you know what I'm saying, in total, just buying out, stock, buying the house out. Nigga, 500K in the Bronx, a house, you get like a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom.
Not even.
With 500K in the Bronx?
Not even. Maybe 2 bedrooms.
It's around that range. Yeah. 3-bedroom, 2-bedroom, a basement maybe.
Yeah, it's like, hard, man. Yeah.
And if you have a driveway,
it'll be a small ass house, yo, too. It'll be like a 1,000.
It'll be like a family house in the Bronx. In the Bronx specifically, it will be a family house, bro. Especially if it's not like Riverdale or, you know what I'm saying?
And what's crazy is in other places, you can get a 5-bedroom house for 200K.
No funny, even less sometimes.
Yeah, in the US.
Yeah. I've seen mansions in fucking Texas, bro. 8 bedrooms, 9 bedrooms. Bro, 1.8 million, bro. 1.8 million. And I remember this shit because I was doing a project for high school. It was my senior project. And it was basically, this nigga gave us a random life. Mm-hmm. So it's either he gives us a random salary, a random location. You would have children or not. You would have, I think he had like status effects. So like there would be somebody who had cancer or somebody who had like leukemia, mm-hmm. and they had to pay for their treatment with their salary and shit, or like deemed donations from other people. So it was like niggas are in the entire classroom in a society with certain salaries and all this other shit, right? Somebody was a cop, somebody was a fucking a planter, or somebody was a fucking garbage man, or somebody worked at fucking, I don't know, Hooters or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I worked at a grocery store and I made 15K a year. And I lived in New York, bro. But I tell you, I was like, mister, why the fuck would you do this to me, bro? Why the fuck would you do... And if you go bankrupt or like loot, if you like, basically, if you go broke, you fail the project.
Oh.
So it was like, you have to live, bro. You have to find a
way. I would have just rented a room for $700.
Bro, I had a studio and a bike that carried me to work. I ain't have nothing else. Just a bike. I had a pre-furnished house. I had to find a pre-furnished house on Zillow. And I had to make sure that I was able to pay my rent with that only. It had internet, it had electricity, all appliances, all that other shit. So I didn't have to pay for nothing else besides the rent and my bike, literally. 15K, bro. And I worked in a supermarket, so he gave me a little discount when it came to groceries. I was like, that's not how that works, bro. They'll do that to you. They'll give that shit to you, bro. You put me in New York, you try to blame me, son. Right. 15K?
Right.
15K in New York? Isn't that below minimum wage?
Yeah. Yeah. At minimum wage, you should be making at least like 20-something K.
Yo, no funny shit, bro. Oh my god. This nigga really spazzed. That was a fun project, though. I'm not gonna lie. It put a lot of insight. And
it's definitely, like, I wish more teachers would do that. Because it definitely teaches you real life shit.
No funny shit. Yeah, we had to worry about tax. I got a tax return. My tax return was pretty good. He made me apply for fucking unemployment. Not unemployment, food stamps and shit. I didn't get it. Because I worked in a supermarket. I was like, what the fuck, bro? If you were going to deny my shit, you shouldn't have told me to apply. He was like, Chandra, I really think you should apply for food stamps, man. I was like, am I going to get them? He was like, probably not. Why the fuck would you tell me that then, nigga? Why the fuck? But nah, bro. That the cost of living, bro, life is just difficult, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
But it doesn't have to be, man. Yeah. That's why I want to get the fuck up out of New York, man.
And even with that, bro, I can't see myself living anywhere else, bro.
Yeah.
Unless I'm, you know what I'm saying, me and my shorty, nice and settled down. We getting to the point where our careers are, like, literally settled, where she's, like, a teacher 4 years in. I'm a graphic designer. I can bring my job anywhere I want. You know what I'm saying? Unless it gets to that point, then I'm just like, I can't be anywhere else, bro. This is just where I'm comfortable starting up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I feel like I got used to the New York life now.
I think it's different for me because I have moved around a lot. So I've experienced both. You know, I've experienced living in the city and I've experienced that more quiet southern lifestyle, and that I've experienced living outside of the country too. And I think that New York was great because I've lived here most of my life and it's taught me how to hustle, like. Like, you don't learn how to hustle anywhere else other than New York, like.
Bro, there's a large percentage of people in New York that have more than one job.
Yeah.
It's not really, that's not common anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's really not. It's fucking crazy.
Like, I know if I go anywhere, I'll be successful, and I'll probably, you know, stand out in a pond of fish, you know? Mm-hmm. Just because, I mean, as a New Yorker, if you've been anywhere else, you know people automatically know where you're from.
Yeah.
Niggas, it's got a different drive. Like,
bro, we walk with a different type of energy, bro.
Yeah.
I'm saying, niggas know our body. Oh my God, this nigga is picking his skin off, bro. I told you. Yo, when I went to that office, bro, I was not the same person anymore, bro. And now he's doing it in front of me. Yo, y'all tell me if this nigga respects me, bro. Y'all let me know in the Discord if this nigga respects me, bro.
I'm not peeling it off. I'm just picking at it.
Oh my God. I don't think they want to hear about that, bro. I only let them know so they can tell me. So they could tell me if you respect me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we've been like slacking low key on the podcast, bro. Yeah. We need to pop out with some fire shit for these guys. You know what I'm saying?
No cap.
I told them, leave us ideas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we kind of dry. Yo, facts. I've been having a creative drought. I don't even think. Nah, you know what it is? I dedicate my creativity to a lot of things at once.
Yeah.
And it's either like fucking my embroidery shit or my graphic design shit or some date with my girl or, you know, something that I want to do in the future and like something with the podcast. And then if I don't like it, because the thing is, I can't only put my idea on the podcast. I have to run it by Julio too. So I'm like, nah, Julio's not going to fuck with that. And he can't even walk. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck.
But always at least bring it to my attention. You never know.
Word. I feel like, you know, all of us got to be at 100% until we can bring the podcast 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it... Not for nothing. It is really hard for me to be 100% energetic how I usually am and just dedicate time to the podcast how we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
When, like Chandra said, physically we're not doing the best. At least I'm not doing the best because of my foot. And yeah, it's a big load for Chandra to carry by himself. So...
I don't like doing one person podcast. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I listened back to it, you know what I'm saying, when I dropped it. And it was a call episode, everybody said they liked it and shit, but yeah. It was weird for me, bro. Because I was just in the house by myself talking. I was just like, damn, it's come to this, bro.
Did it get to a point where you felt like you didn't know what to say?
Not really, because I was calling the guest the entire time. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what carried the episode. That I was calling the guests, because if I didn't call no guests and I was just talking on the mic, I would have just been like, okay, so, where was I? Yeah, like, I would have just been, you know, I don't know how niggas do it, man. I feel like I gotta be interesting to have a one-person podcast.
At least know a lot about something that most people don't know about.
Word. Like, it's a lecture type
shit.
And it's an interesting lecture. Damn, yeah, man.
Sure. I think our thing is definitely more the group conversational.
Mm-hmm. No fun shit.
The conversational is, I think, what sets us apart.
Mm-hmm. Different opinions, man.
Yeah.
And
we got to get Muzzy on an episode. He was talking to me about coming back for an episode.
Word. Shit. See, I told you, these niggas are going to be deadbeat fathers, bro. They come back whenever they want.
Right.
Like, hey, guys, I'm here now. I brought the milk back. They're just going to run away again. See what I'm saying, man? Yeah, be like that, man.
See them again next year.
Yeah. See them again next year, and then they come back like, hey, we're back. And I'm there with my arms crossed with my bonnet on like, he doesn't want to see you. Yeah. Hey, man. Y'all let us know. Give us ideas, give us topics that we can talk about, you know, shit that randomly happens. I ain't gonna lie, I even wanna hear stories about y'all. Y'all can deadass tell us stories about y'all, and we can run it on the podcast, see what Julio says. And I feel like what really brought the podcast out in the beginning was that we didn't know shit about the topics.
Yeah.
And that's cool because it's kind of just like, what the fuck? You get like a raw reaction, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of raw reactions. Apparently, I saw on Instagram, bro. You like my little smooth, transition, you feel me?
I do.
You feel me? It was a prison guard who had sex with her inmate while other inmates watched.
Man, listen, this ain't new, bro.
And for all
y'all, been saying this for a while, bro. Them COs be wild.
Yo, they really do, bro.
Them COs be wild.
And for those of you niggas that are saying, hey, yo, it was a female CO fucking a male inmate and having other male inmates watch it.
In front of 11 other male inmates.
11?
11.
Oh, shit. Nah, she was having an orgy, bro. I'm jacking that shit was a soggy biscuit, bro.
You know what a soggy biscuit is? What?
You know what a soggy biscuit is?
Nah. What the fuck? A soggy biscuit?
Or a soggy Triscuit? No, I think it's a Triscuit. Basically.
God. Oh, God. Oh, no. I can't. Nah.
I ain't gonna talk about it, bro. Because, you know, in jail, niggas be sometimes a little sus, bro. You know, and they don't turn back sometimes, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, bro, what the fuck are you going on about?
Listen, it was a joke that I had in my head, but I don't want to say it because it's a little AM.
Say it now. It's too late, motherfucker.
You want to hear it? Is that why you're telling me to say it, bro?
I mean, the fans want to hear it, bro. You can't just start saying some shit and be like, never mind.
Yeah. Y'all gotta let me know if what I said right now is a little AO in the chat, alright? So what apparently a soggy Triscuit is, right? Niggas grab a Triscuit and put it in the middle. Niggas get in a circle.
The fuck is a Triscuit?
It's like a little, like, crunchy biscuit. It's like a little chip. You know what a cheese it is?
Yeah.
It's like that, but like grains and healthy shit. It's like that, right? Niggas put it in the middle.
Oh my God, don't tell me. Oh, I think I know what it is. You're disgusting.
How am I disgusting, bro?
Finish.
No, I'm not gonna finish. You know what it is, bro.
Nah, everybody else gotta know what it is.
No, I'm not. You know what it is, so tell them, bro. I'm not finishing that, bro.
You're the one who said it.
What do you think I was gonna say, bro?
It sounds like a bunch of niggas are gonna nut on this cracker. And then she's gonna eat it.
Nah, it's whoever nuts. I think it's whoever nuts last or first. Whoever nuts last or first has to eat the Triscuit. But I said it.
That's even worse,
bro. Yeah, it is.
Yo. Nah, Stroger, why do you know what that is?
Bro, don't ask me questions, man.
Nah.
Don't ask me questions, bro.
You different.
Bro,
this nigga Stroger lives a double life.
I don't... Hey, bro, what you trying to say? I'll be in soggy Triscuit or something? Nah, bro. The fuck? That's mad pause. Bro, I don't even like Triscuit itself. with nut on it, too? Hell, bro, come on, son.
Yo, Stroger lives a double fucking life. This nigga is a secret agent.
Bro, I said she was the Triscuit in this sense, bro. But without nutting in the first place. Because all the niggas were just gonna nut in that anyways, bro. But what I was saying is that these niggas were probably looking at each other, bro. As inmates, they be wildin' sometimes, bro.
Bro, what the fuck?
They be wildin' sometimes.
why are we talking about that?
Like, because this is a part of the topic. This is a part of the topic.
Inmates watching each other while...
While this nigga is fucking CEO. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that happened, bro.
Bro, you got a...
That's what I'm saying. It was an orgy, bro.
You got a freaky imagination.
I don't have a freaky imagination. I'm jacking, that's what happened.
You got a freaky imagination.
I'm making a 100% assumption fact, bro.
Assumption fact, yo.
Assumption fact. I'm making my own...
That's a new one.
I'm making my own word, nigga.
That's a new one.
You bash the words up. You put the hyphen in the middle, bro. Fact assumption.
But the CEO also was accused of giving this nigga razor blades and tipping him off to sell checkups. Like,
bro, that was
Shorty is going to jail.
That was her boyfriend, bro.
And then
was her boyfriend.
And then her lawyer's jacking that that the court should be a little sympathetic because while all that was happening, her marriage was falling apart.
I wonder why. You're fucking an inmate at your job and you think we're gonna be happily married? What the fuck?
What the hell?
Yo. Yo, people are stupid, bro.
That shit is different. I mean, the shit you'll say for a check. As a lawyer, you gotta cap a lot.
Yo, no funny shit. I always notice that, bro. Lawyers will really sit there, look at this nigga who committed 4 murders, fucking killed 2 children, has 50 weapons in his car, fucking moving 10 pounds of drugs, and looking at him like, look, we gotta find a way to get you out of here, man. What? As a lawyer, I would be the worst lawyer ever, bro. I'd look at that nigga like, bro, you ain't getting out. You ain't getting out, bro. I'm sorry.
Bro, you spazzed,
just sign the paper, man.
You spazzed. I can't. Nah. That's why I can never be a lawyer, because I can't betray my moral compass for that check. Like, I feel like as a lawyer, especially as a black lawyer, you're going to be doing a lot of shit that you are not proud of doing.
Bro,
I feel like black lawyers like to make money and be successful. They gotta help a lot of white people get out of shit that
I've seen a white lawyer. No. I've seen a black lawyer defend a white person who murdered a black man. And it's like, yo, you looking at this nigga like,
you a coon.
Am I next? What's up with you, bro? You killed a black nigga and I'm defending you? Ow. That judge probably looking at this nigga like, sir, are you sure you're the defendant? I would be tight, bro. I would be like, nah, son, this nigga is not defending you, bro. Switch
And forwards. Then the fucking death threats that this nigga must be getting. Cause you know the internet be wildin'. You see,
especially Black Twitter, man. Yeah. Oh my god. Black Twitter is
some ruthless. Niggas be spazzing.
Ruthless, bro. They will find this nigga's at him.
Right.
Find his law firm.
DDoS him.
Yo.
Fucking send the SWAT to his crib.
No funny shit, bro. Black Twitter is a cult. Exactly. I'm low-key a part of it. Even though I don't have Twitter.
Neither do I.
I'm part of Black Twitter.
I just
bro.
Be seeing the tweets on Facebook.
Yo, or Instagram, bro. Yeah. There's literally a Black Twitter Instagram. Yeah.
There's a fucking TikTok section of Instagram too. Bro, Instagram just be biting off of other platforms.
Yo, no funny. Instagram is everything in one, bro. I'm jacking they're gonna do a Facebook thing. They're lucky that Instagram is lucky that it's owned by Facebook, but I'm jacking they go do a Facebook thing where post and you write shit and you tell niggas like your statuses without a fucking picture or some shit.
I'm weird.
I would be tight, bro.
Twitter does that too, bro.
Oh, really?
I mean, you can just post the status on Twitter without a picture, bro.
I mean, but it's not owned by Facebook. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It'd be fucking stupid for them to do that, because it's like, y'all niggas have an app that does this already. Why would you put it on your other app? Now you have 2 apps that do the same thing.
Right.
And one of them is a copy of Snapchat and fucking Twitter.
Yeah, it gets to a point where these apps don't even serve their, like, unique purpose.
Yo, I'd be thinking about that, bro. Like, what if these apps die out in, like, 20 years?
They definitely will, bro.
Look at MySpace, bro. I remember when I wanted a MySpace account.
Vine was popping, nigga, and Vine died.
I wanted a MySpace account, bro. I was like, mom, please.
I had a MySpace account.
I never had one, bro. God bless. I remember being out
there. I ain't know how to use that shit.
Oh, for real?
I don't know.
How did that shit work, bro?
Bro, it was just like a messaging platform. Like, I didn't know anybody who had MySpace other than my brother. So, like, I couldn't talk to anybody on that shit. You could post pictures and stuff.
Could you see, like, other people's posts that you don't know?
I don't know. It was like early Facebook, pretty much.
Nah, y'all niggas gotta tell me about MySpace in the Discord chat, yo. I'm trying to...
Nigga, what you know about AOL?
AOL was my shit.
You was on AOL?
Yeah, I had an email, bro. I had the app. Bro, I had everything on AOL, bro. I had Yahoo Mail to go.
Bro, I used to play fantasy sports on Yahoo.
Oh, hell no. they had games?
Fantasy sports, like, you just pick a team of real-life players, and based on how they do in real life, you do on the fantasy league and
So why don't you do that shit now? You had experience when you was younger, bro.
I mean, that shit is just, that shit is really just like, you either gotta like be one of those niggas who watch every game and every player.
But sometimes, sometimes it is just gambling, because like there was a nigga at my job, and this nigga, he bet, I think he bet like $2 on Giannis making a certain shot in like the first quarter, and this nigga did it, and he got $50 back, and he only bet $2, bro. And I was like, what the fuck? You're gambling with your money. Because that nigga Giannis could have literally broke his foot the first minute of the game, and you wouldn't have gotten shit.
The crazy thing is that gambling is super complicated. Like,
yeah,
there are things called parlays, where it's basically like you gotta get your bet is you gotta make three claims, and all three of those claims have to come true. Like, this player has to, like, you have to say that, oh, this player is gonna make 40 points this game, 10 rebounds, and 15 assists. And if you hit all three of those, you're making a lot of fucking money. But
that's that, that's that mind reading shit. That's what they was doing in that movie Uncut Gems, right?
Yeah. Parlays,
that movie was nice.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm saying, that's a go.
No funny shit. But damn, bro. That you gotta be on some time traveling shit to fucking, yo, nah, yo. Whoever makes a time machine, you getting ran up on, bro. I swear to God, I'm gonna be a millionaire when I come back, son. Oh my God, bro. Bro, I'm gonna find, I'm going back to the 90s, and I'm doing Jordan's last game. Oh, he dropped, I think he dropped 50 something.
Nigga, fuck that. I'm going on Google.
Nigga, I'm making bread on that game. That's the
nigga. I'm going on Google. I'm looking up the largest Powerball ever.
Oh yeah.
I'm going back in time, and I'm fucking playing that Powerball and winning that shit.
That's cheating, bro.
So they gonna tax you. And going to the fucking Bulls game, is it?
Nah, niggas ain't gonna look. They gonna look at me like, there's no way he knew that, bro. There's no way.
Niggas is gonna look at me like, there's no way he knew that.
Sometimes when people do the lottery, they be like, nah, this nigga got some suspicious shit, bro.
How are they gonna prove anything?
I don't know. They won't be able to prove it, but they gonna be talking shit about you.
I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna still have my money, nigga.
Yeah, don't forget about me when you do that, though.
I got especially if it's like a time period in like the 2000s, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, we love to love next to each other. You know, come around the corner, you know, feel me?
Well, I think I lived in 2F at that time. Oh, shit. That was a while ago. Damn, son. Yeah, you can knock on that door and say what's up, bro.
So that your fucking racist neighbor could fucking call the cops?
Hey, she was on the other side at that time. On the other side this time.
That's the inside joke. A couple years ago, I went to knock on Chandra's door, and were you sleeping? Or you weren't home?
No, I was in the hospital.
And so I thought he was home, and I was knocking for forever. And when he gets home, his neighbor is like, oh, there was this black guy knocking on your door. And I was so scared.
I was going to call the police. I was like, does she not realize I'm black too? I'm not going to lie. I thought she was talking about me because I was knocking last night, like, to get to the crib. But I was like, what the fuck? She got to be crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro.
She gotta be crazy. And that's when you called me and told me. And I was like, what the fuck? Oh shit, she was talking about you, bro. I was like, what the fuck? And I'm sure if you had a conversation with her in Spanish, she would have been like, okay.
Bro, I'm telling you, Spanish people are the most racist people.
Yeah, no funny shit. Speaking of racist people, bro. Moving on to the next topic. You know what I'm saying? Y'all president, Sleepy Joe. Is planning on making school years from 12 years to 14 years. Imagine saying, yeah, bro, I'm in grade 13.
Nah, but, you know, I think I read some of the comments and they were saying something about him basically making an optional two-year free community college after high school.
Oh, that'd be tough.
Yeah.
That would be tough.
I thought so he basically was, people would automatically get their
associates straight out of school.
Straight out of school. Mm-hmm. So that'd people wouldn't have to worry about paying for it. Mm-hmm.
That would be tough. I thought he was dead ass going to make senior year, extra senior year, extra senior year. Like making super seniors legal type shit.
Bro, people would be dropping out left and right.
Yo, people would probably drop out after the 12th year, bro. Mm-hmm. Bro. Yo, imagine the seniors.
High school is long enough.
Yo, no funny shit, bro. Imagine the seniors who are at senior year and then they get that news like, oh, yeah, you guys also have 2 more years. Nigga, I'd be tight. I'd be like, what? Like, I don't got no 2 years. Fuck out of here, bro. I'm out of here. This, I paid my senior dues.
Right.
I'm due to leave.
I mean, good thing we fucking graduated.
Yo, no funny shit, bro. I would not want
to. To be honest, a lot of our fucking listeners are younger, so yo, they tight.
I'm sorry, bro. I feel bad for y'all. I mean, not now that I know more context about the situation. If anything, you should take the opportunity to get your associates.
No cap.
Better than nothing. You know what
no
I'm saying?
Capri.
But, nigga, that extra 2 years of high school to get your diploma? Fuck out of here, bro. Unless I'm learning rocket science, fuck out of here, bro. Fuck that.
I would only do that if I'm guaranteed a six-figure job right after.
Yo, nah. That's a perfect utopia, bro. I don't think it would be that. I wouldn't believe that. I think that would be a catch after that.
Right.
I look at my school like, yo, y'all trying to sell my soul? Isn't
right.
Yeah, there's no way y'all giving me a six.
I gotta give y'all my firstborn.
Big facts. Like, I gotta give y'all a sample or something? My blood or something? There's no way y'all gonna give a 20-year-old man a fucking six-figure job straight out of high school, bro. Or supposedly high school.
Niggas is 30 not making six figures.
Yo, no fun.
America's sad.
Yo. Hey, man. Get it how you get it, bro. Whatever you get it. You feel me? You dig? But
I think that's our podcast for today, though.
That's the podcast for today. That's how you feeling today, bro?
Yeah, I mean, you got work in the morning, too. And we started this shit mad late.
Word. Let's get it out before 12, before these niggas cut our ass, bro. You right. But it's been your boy, Shondre. You can follow me on Instagram at dreamville.smith.
It's been your boy, Julio. You can follow me on Instagram at Schoolyard Productions. Follow our podcast at Factology Podcast on Instagram.
Don't worry about the sudden drought of content on the Instagram. We're trying to find a little groove to give y'all clips and stuff like that.
Donate to our Cash App, Factology GP.
Funny shit.
$0 Factology GP.
Share the podcast to a friend. Let them know that we still in this shit. You know what I'm saying? 77 episodes strong? 78?
Yeah.
I don't even know what episode we on.
I'm so bad at keeping up with those.
Yo, no funny shit. It's just numbers, bro.
Yeah.
It's when you do so much, 77. You feel me? I know, son.
Join our Discord, yo. Chat with us. Add us. Ask us any kind of questions you like. Give us suggestions. What you want to hear us talk about on the podcast. Mm-hmm. What you want to see us do.
Through Instagram.
As soon as I'm on my feet, we gonna be giving y'all content for real, because I will be back on my camera shit. Mm-hmm. And
can't be a videographer without a foot, man.
No cop. No cop.
So we gotta wait for that. But y'all should stay tuned. Keep rocking with us, you know what I'm saying? Even though we always say that shit, we mean it. Keep rocking with us. Because without y'all, there'd be no Factology. So we appreciate that for you guys, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, you got anything else to say, bro?
Nah, man. It's been kind of a slow episode today, yo. But I hope you guys enjoyed. Nevertheless, we will see y'all next Friday. Oh, man. Coming back stronger than this week. So have a blessed week, guys.
Yeah. Y'all be easy, man. Deuces.
Thank you.